This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. For the first time, trucks carrying food and other humanitarian aids have left a newly built floating pier en route to Gaza. It's the first of what U.S. military officials hope will be up to 150 daily truck deliveries entering the territory as Israel presses ahead with an offensive in the southern city of Rafah. The U.S. and aid groups warn that the project is not considered a substitute for land deliveries. Families of the soldiers on the mission to build and run the floating pier are awaiting news about their loved ones. Steve Walsh with member station WHRO has that story.
Soldiers from Joint Base Langley-Eustis sailed from Virginia in March, only days after President Biden's State of the Union address. It's a small and relatively unknown military community made up of the families of the Army 7th Transportation Brigade. Kelsey Napier's husband is deployed. She's also the coordinator for the local Army families.
I have a calendar on my refrigerator, and I just cross off the days. My husband and I say just another day down every single day.
Families have not been told how long soldiers will remain in the Eastern Mediterranean. The U.S. says the mission is another route to provide aid as famine begins to grip the population of Gaza. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh.
At least four deaths and nearly 1 million power outages are being blamed on a severe storm that affected areas from East Texas to Central Alabama. The fatalities occurred in Houston, where Mayor John Whitmire says 100-mile-per-hour winds caused damage to the downtown area.
It's the large, tall office buildings in the Central District that have lost a lot of their windows and glass. Glass all over the streets downtown.
Whitmire says some roads in the city were impassable. Houston schools will be closed today. City officials say some residents may not see their power restored until Saturday. This is the second time this month that southeastern Texas has been inundated by storms. A Texas man convicted of murdering a Black Lives Matter protester 4 years ago has been released from prison. From member station KUT, Andrew Weber reports that he's received a full pardon.
Former U.S. Army Sergeant Daniel Perry fatally shot Garrett Foster in July 2020 at a Black Lives Matter protest in downtown Austin following an altercation. Perry shot Foster multiple times. Both men were armed. Foster was convicted of murder and sentenced last year. But the case caught the attention of conservative media. Governor Greg Abbott vowed to pardon Perry after an appearance on Fox News. Thursday, the state's Board of Pardon recommended that pardon. Within hours, Abbott granted Perry clemency. Abbott's decision also allows Perry to legally possess and purchase firearms. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Weber in Austin.
U.S. futures are virtually unchanged in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. The Justice Department is moving forward with plans to reclassify marijuana. DOJ plans to decriminalize the drug for medical use and move it away from the category that includes heroin and LSD. Marijuana use is legal in 24 states and the District of Columbia, and all 50 states allow sales of products made with cannabis derivatives such as CBD. Still, FBI figures show that more than 200,000 Americans were arrested for possessing marijuana in 2022. Families of survivors of U.S. nuclear testing are urging members of Congress to reauthorize a critical compensation program. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports that dozens of advocates met with lawmakers to urge them to keep the program from sunsetting.
Advocates gathered on Capitol Hill to urge the House to reauthorize the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, which has already been approved by the Senate. Speaking to reporters with other advocates, Phil Harrison, a Navajo Nation tribal member and former uranium mine worker, urged House Speaker Mike Johnson to help.
We were the first responders to the national security. They gave a shovel to miners that didn't know how to read and write. They took advantage of people that didn't know what they were doing. We hope Speaker Johnson will call this for a vote and let's get this thing going.
If the House refuses to act, the 34-year-old compensation program will expire June 7th. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
And I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.